I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Sanofi. I'm in Midrand to talk to Thibault Cronier-Lecomte, Sanofi country chairman and general manager, about a new competition, if I can call it that, for startups that are innovating in the area of health and medical technology. Thibault, welcome to the podcast, first of all.
Good afternoon.
First of all, Sanofi is a pharmaceuticals giant. We were just chatting before we started recording about the size of this business. It's massive, headquartered in Paris, France. Tell me a bit about what it does.
Well, Sanofi is a pharmaceutical company, hence Sanofi is researching and developing medicines to empower patients with their lives. So it's basically making some research and development for new drugs, new medicines that could completely change the lives of many patients. That's the core business of Sanofi. So we research and develop those products, but we also manufacture those products. Sanofi has a footprint in many different therapeutic areas. So we have we have many products in cardiovascular diseases, in diabetes, in anti-infectives, in central nervous system, in rare disease, multiple sclerosis, oncology. But also we have a big chunk of our operations, which is sitting in vaccines. So mm-hmm. Sanofi is also one of the leaders in the world producing vaccine to prevent infectious diseases across the globe. So many different topical areas. Sanofi is present in many countries, more than 100 countries in the world. Total turnover of Sanofi is 36 billion euros overall. Sanofi is in the top league of the pharmaceutical companies in the world. We have a local footprint here in South Africa, positioning Sanofi number one as a multinational company in South Africa. And I would say the therapeutical areas we bring products in are very similar to what we have globally, meaning that we offer a huge range of products in CNS, central nervous systems, anti-infective, cardiovascular, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, oncology, rare diseases, but also vaccines. So we match and mirror very much, the global footprint. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, with some local specificities, as we have a big portfolio of medicines to treat TB. Mm-hmm. And we are also going to launch in partnership with the DOH in the course of March.
Department of Health.
The Department of Health, yeah. Absolutely. A new product that will enable prevention of TB moving forward. So this drug is going to be a game changer in the fight against TB and in the eradication of TB, and this is going to be a real game changer for South Africa. So we are very proud to contribute to this, to meet basically the challenges that South Africa has in terms of disease burden. A stat which is not a very happy stat. Tuberculosis is still the number one killer in South Africa. So we are very happy and proud to contribute to this and to bring to patients a solution which is going to change, the situation when it comes to treating TB, yeah, and preventing TB in South Africa specifically.
Okay. Do you do R&D in South Africa as well?
So we do. We have an R&D operations here sitting in this building in Midrand, we are definitely doing some clinical trials and clinical research in South Africa for all our new innovative treatments that we are launching globally, but also locally.
Good. Now, we're here today because Sanofi is calling for entries to the Africa Tech Challenge. They close on the 6th of March, where startups stand a chance of presenting their technologies in an event called VivaTech. That's in France, right?
That's great.
And
that's in Paris.
And getting an investment from Sanofi as well, potentially. What is VivaTech, and why are you running this initiative?
So VivaTech is an initiative that was triggered 3 years ago, and the benefit of this forum or conference has one purpose. Basically, it's to unite the startup ecosystem with big companies like like Sanofi, Total, or any other big corporations, so that they can find common grounds and solution to some challenges that we have in our environment. Meaning that very often we see challenges as a pharmaceutical company. The opportunity of VivaTech is to put those challenges out there so that startup can answer those challenges and bring lots of innovative thinkings in bringing solutions. So for us, it brings a lot of agility. It brings a lot of innovative spirit in the way we do things. And it's also a very good way to access to solutions which are already existing or in process of being developed, and we could mutualize the size of Sanofi but the agility of the startup, so that ultimately we can scale up a solution quickly and we can answer an unmet need in the marketplace. So I think the benefit of it is to connect and to identify some common grounds where we can bring solutions to a given challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Africa Tech Challenge, how does that relate to VivaTech? Is it part of it? Is it a component of it?
So Africa Tech is part of VivaTech. Mm-hmm. So VivaTech is the big event. Yeah. That's the big event. Mm-hmm. And within VivaTech, you have a specific platform focusing on African innovation challenges. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. And Africa innovation. So you have other companies aligned or alongside Sanofi who will be there as well with their challenges, and will have a specific focus on the African continent. Mm-hmm. We believe that digital and innovation are going to be very transformative for Africa,
yeah.
And especially in the healthcare segment.
Yeah. So how long has Africa Tech Challenge been running for?
So it's been there from the very beginning of VivaTech. So this is the third year we're going to be launching Africa Tech, and Sanofi is going to take part into the Africa Tech Challenge.
Yeah, point. Yeah. Now you had a South African winner. Is that the right phrase to use?
That's correct. So we had 2 years back. We had a South African winner in the name of Vula. Vula is the name of the app and the company. And this winner is South African, has answered successfully a challenge. And since then, we've been partnering with Vula. Mm-hmm. So it's a very successful story. We initiated that journey thanks to VivaTech that allowed us to connect with that startup. And since then, we've done a lot with Vula. Mm-hmm. It's been a very exciting journey and a very successful partnership.
It's a Cape Town-based startup run, I believe, and started by a guy called William Mapam.
That's great.
What does it do exactly, and how has your relationship with the company evolved since 2 years ago when they won this award?
So I think the principle of this company is starts with a very simple challenge, and the founder of this company, William is a doctor, mm-hmm. and basically has created this startup based on his own experience and relating to a challenge which is the daily life of doctors in rural areas. One of the key challenges is when you are a rural doctor, you are isolated. And it's very difficult to get hold of specialists sitting into tertiary hospitals. So the challenge is both ways. First, as a rural doctor, you don't necessarily know everything, and you need to complement your assessment or diagnostic with interactions with specialists. Very often the diagnostic that that is made in rural areas is not necessarily the right one.
Yeah.
And one of the challenge is how to empower those doctors in rural areas with greater education so that the diagnostic could be made better. So that's the first element of the challenge. The second is when a doctor do not know do not have necessarily all the solutions to treat a patient. Mm-hmm. Usually what happens is the patient is referred to either a secondary hospital or a tertiary hospital, depending on the condition. And the whole referral mechanism is quite heavy because as a patient, you need to, travel.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take time to travel. You need to take, some money out of your pocket to travel, to go to a facility which is very often far away from where you are. And when you get there, if you make the decision to go there, you end up very often in queues.
Yeah.
And those queues, as we all know in South Africa, can be very long. So you can be seated, hours into queues. So it's also a challenge of the efficiency of the referral system, which is existing today. So the app is very simple. The app has one purpose, which is to connect a rural doctor with a specialist,
mm-hmm.
which is seated in your area or the closest from where you sit, which means that a rural doctor can interact through the app as also a little algorithm to facilitate a diagnostic in a specific therapeutic area or specific condition. So there is a kind of a help to help the doctor to make the proper assessment. And once this is done, there is the possibility also to interact with the specialist, to ask questions and to get advice. So basically, you limit the referral and you are capable of making a better diagnostic and to be able to treat better the patient you have in front of you. And if you need a referral, which is also something that that happens ultimately, so the patient gets referred to a specific person and the connection is directly made between the patient and the doctor, and therefore ultimately you cut the number of queues or the amount of queues in facilities at tertiary level by 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So the benefit is to empower rural doctors through this interaction with specialists, and second as well is also to gain more efficiency into the system, cutting the queues by 30%.
Okay. Is it a for-profit venture, the startup, or is it?
For now, there is no fees or doctors' access for free, basically. So the business model is still to be redefined.
Okay.
And this is where Sanofi has played a big role as well. When we identified Vula 2-3 years back, I think it was the beginning of their journey, and it was a key milestone in their development as well. So we came at the right time to support them in order to develop further the different functionalities of the app, but also to scale up. So what Sanofi brought is two things. It's funding. So we contributed to the development of the startup through a commercial agreement. And this is where, the beginning of the business model started.
Yeah. Did you take an equity stake in the business?
So we didn't take any equity stake. We have sponsored basically the fee, the member fee of doctors basically. So mm-hmm. so we are contributing this way, and this has helped Vula to develop further. The second element that we have also brought to the equation is also through our network and access to the Department of Health, we have also exposed as well Vula to different stakeholders and decision makers. So now the app has been rolled out nationally with the support of the Department of Health. Okay. So this has become, you know, an app which is used within different facilities and which is recommended by the Department of Health.
Okay. Okay. So it's seen adoption in the public sector health
system.
So let's have a look at this year's challenge. The deadline, as I mentioned a bit earlier, is the 6th of March. It's not too far away. Two weeks is the time of recording. There are four different challenges as part of this initiative that startups might be interested in, or innovators. It doesn't have to be a startup, right? It can be an entrepreneur working on his own or someone who's got a good idea.
Absolutely. Any good idea worth looked at. Yeah. Is something that will be considered.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So four different challenges. Maybe take us through each of these, and why you decided to focus on these particular areas.
Well, that's correct. So there are four different challenges, and we expect submissions to be made by the 6th of March. So it's also a call for actions for your auditors there. So 2 weeks to go, so that we can have as many submissions as possible to be looked at. So four challenges. The first one is going to be focusing on how to support patients with a digital health book in order to access information and make decisions. The second one is going to be focusing on to how to help healthcare systems leapfrog from manual to smart logistics solutions at the point of care. The third challenge will be focusing on to how to improve financing and impact of innovative health solutions in Africa. And the last one is going to be focusing on to how to improve maternal and neonatal health in sub-Saharan Africa. So quite specific, but with one purpose, which is to address some challenges that we see across Africa. And with the relevant solutions that could make a significant difference.
So those are interested in participating here, what is the process? What do they need to know? How do they go about entering?
Well, it's fairly simple. We ask for solutions to answer those different challenges. And well, the solutions and the profile of the startup needs to be submitted by the 6th of March. I don't know if you will have the possibility to share the link to your auditors.
Absolutely.
I think it would be great if we would have this opportunity so that you know, we make it simple. So very simple. It's a link. You click on the link and everything is detailed on the link to proceed. So there will be, as a next step, evaluation of the different submissions, and there will be a selection process, you know, out of the different submissions that we've had. Of course, it will be relevant to the different challenges that we have submitted, and we have also other criteria of selection. All of this is explained onto the website so that, you know, your auditors can refer to, you know, to those explanations and how we're going to do it and what would be the next steps as well.
So you'll find that link on TechCentral in the entry to this podcast if you're interested in participating. So what's the process after? Is there a shortlist that you guys come up with of people who travel to the event in Paris?
So what happens is that we take the 10 best
entries,
entries overall, and they go to Paris. So we bring them to Paris. And as part of the Africa Tech event, there will be a series of pitch, so introduction of the startup, but also how the solution that the startup is bringing is relevant to the challenge. So there will be a competition for a given challenge where those different startups will be competing, presenting their solutions, and then there will be a vote made so by a jury.
Panel of judges, okay.
There is a panel of judges, which are not necessarily from Sanofi. There will be only one representative within the panel. Otherwise, it will be people who are very influential in the digital space in healthcare.
And what sort of responses have you seen in previous years from South African and African entrants?
So we've had excellent responses from the previous sessions, very good quality submissions. And in terms of volumes, last year, if I recollect properly the numbers, we had more than 200 submissions overall across Africa.
Wow.
And a significant contribution from South African startups as well. And that's what we want to see more. It's the contribution of South Africa into these submissions. We know that the innovative and digital space is very strong in South Africa in comparing to the rest of the continent, so there is a big appetite for us to be linked to this ecosystem and to identify new startup that will be answering with a lot of relevancy to those challenges.
So is there only one winner, or is there other cases where you see, well, actually there's two or three really good entrants here?
Well, so the rule is that there is one winner per challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, looking at the quality of the submissions from previous years, one winner doesn't mean that we are going to engage only with the winner.
Right.
I think it's the winner is acknowledged and will have privilege conversation with Sanofis to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, if the quality of the other entries is very good quality and very high level of standards, of course we are going to interact with this startup and engage with the startup in order to see whether we have some win-win moving forward.
Right. And what sort of quality entrants have you seen from this region in previous years? Do you feel that South Africa is technologically advanced enough to compete on a global level?
Well, South Africa is full of innovation, and when interacting with startups in South Africa, because VivaTech is one event out of other events we participate. We also participate into local event. Africa Arena in Cape Town in November is one example as well, where Sanofi is also launching challenges and with the purpose of identifying as well startups specifically in the South African ecosystem. So we are very thrilled to discover this ecosystem, to be honest. It's something that if you would have asked me 3 years back what we would do on the matter, I wouldn't have many examples of success stories to give you. Nonetheless, over the last 3 years, I think Sanofi has understood more and more that if we want to answer challenges, which are difficult challenges in health, we need to partner.
Mm-hmm.
We need to partner with startups. We need to partner with other stakeholders in order to find solutions which are built in a very collaborative spirit and that could have an impact very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the combination of what Sanofi can bring with the agility of the startup. It's a combination of speed and making sure that we can develop a solution quickly.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of grassroots startup. We've identified a few of them through the different events we've been participating in. Vula is one example. We have also worked with IESA, which is also a Cape Town startup, through Africa Arena. We have also identified SIGHT, which is another startup focusing on mental health disorders. So basically lots of good ideas are in the South African ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And that are worth investigating and developing, but also for us to be able to partner with those startups is a key fundamental shift in the way we operate as well.
Yeah. So Thibault, before we wrap up, when does this actual conference take place in Paris?
So the actual dates in Paris are going to be from June 11th to June 30th. So we'll be bringing, the top 10 startups to Paris so that they can showcase, their solution and engage as well with Sanofi participants in more detail. So I think it will be a great opportunity for networking, but also a lot of publicity will be made out of it. So it's a great opportunity for your auditors and startupers to participate and to submit their solutions to those challenges. The more we have, the better. And we'll be very happy to go through all of them and to make a good selection of the best one.
We don't have much time. The 6th of March is not far away. So if you are an entrepreneur or a startup in the space, go and get your entry in soon and don't miss out. Tibor Cronier-Leconte is country chairman and general manager for Sanofi. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.